After Governor Pritzker announced $900 million in his proposed budget to build two new state-of-the-art prisons, about two dozen activists with the group No New Prisons Illinois gathered outside the State of Illinois building in the West Loop.
That money could be better spent on preventative measures, which really increases public safety, versus reactionary measures, which have little to no deterrent effect.
Avalon Betts-Gaston, the executive director for the Illinois Alliance for Reentry and Justice, tells us that she believes that building new prisons will only encourage the state to fill them instead of addressing the root causes of crime.
It is time for the state of Illinois to have like a real educated, evidence-based conversation about, oh, wait a minute, we believed for more than my lifetime that these measures are the things that kept us safe, when in fact they're not.
Betts-Gaston and those on the sidewalk with her say that $900 million would be better spent on things like education, transportation, and mental health services. In the West Loop, Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.